Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on the successful launch of ISRO-NASA collaborative satellite NISAR. The participants are Dr. Guru Prasad, former ISRO scientist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched NISAR, an Earth observation satellite, today evening using GSLV F-16 rocket from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota. NISAR is a joint project between NASA and ISRO and is an Earth observation satellite. It was conceptualized way back 10 years ago, and though it was planned to be launched earlier this year, the launch finally happened today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
All L40 engines generating nominal thrust. S139 motor ignited.
That's the
magnitude
of the GSLV F-16 NISAR mission. The deafening roar of GSLV and beautiful silhouette brightening the Sriharikota sky.
चारों L40 तथा कोर बूस्टर S139 का सफल प्रज्वलन और GSLV F-16 का उत्थापन द्वितीय प्रमोचन मंच से और यह अपने गंतव्य की ओर बढ़ता हुआ.
How will NISAR affect us as a country and the Earth as a planet? Well, let's talk more on this. And for that, we have with us Dr. Guru Prasad, former ISRO scientist. Welcome, Dr. Prasad, to Akashvani.
Thank you very much. Namaskar.
Dr. Prasad, we have a robust space program. We recently sent Group Captain Shukla as India's first astronaut on an international space station. We've had a very successful landing on the South Pole of Moon, which no other country could do as Chandrayaan 3 project. How is NISAR said to be a major milestone in the country's space program?
No doubt, today's launch, that is the launch of GSLV F-16, which carried NISAR satellite into a very precise orbit, is significant milestone as far as the Indian space program is concerned, which began very, very modestly in 1963 and November 21st. Because, you know, today's launch was picture perfect, or it's a textbook launch. It was a textbook launch. And, you know, the satellite was carried to the precise height to which it was supposed to have been carried. And it was put into orbit in such a stabilized way. Satellite scientists later, within a short while, they could able to stabilize the satellite very easily, in fact. So, since the launch was very perfect, and the satellite being a very costly satellite, costing about $1.5 billion or so, and, you know, as you put it earlier, it has taken almost 11 years for the scientists to toil in this regard and to build this satellite. And the satellite, since it has reached the proper orbit, it is a milestone indeed, no doubt about it. And, well, let me add one more point.
Sure.
You know, we have three satellite launch vehicles today, which are quite big. One is PSLV, which is the workhorse. And the second one is GSLV, a Mark II, which we launched today. Third one is the heaviest and the most capable, that is LVM-3. So LVM-3 and PSLV had proved their versatility in the sense they were originally planned for something and they could able to be adapted for different missions. Today, GSLV has also proved. Basically, this rocket was built to put a communication satellite into an orbit, intermediary orbit. But today it has launched an Earth observation satellite. So we have three rockets today, which are all the three of them are versatile. What else we want to call this event as a significant milestone in the Indian space program?
Absolutely. And as you said, it was a picture-perfect launch. So the entire team at ISRO and, of course, at NASA, they merit a huge, very huge congratulatory note. Well, not just us, but the ISRO chairman, V. Narayanan, also congratulated the scientists on this successful launch today.
I am extremely happy to announce GSLV F-16 vehicle has successfully and precisely injected the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar Satellite, NISR satellite, weighing 2,393 kg into its intended orbit. Let me congratulate all the teams from ISRO and NASA JPL on this outstanding success.
Well, Dr. Prasad, the satellite will be for the first time into a sun-synchronous polar orbit, an orbit in which satellite will scan over the same point on Earth at the same time each day. What is the significance of this? Could you please tell our listeners?
See, before I say that, you kindly note one point. Mm-hmm. When Dr. Narayanan, who is an expert in cryogenics, okay, mm-hmm. GSLV's third stage is cryogenic, we have to understand, which is a very, very efficient at very complex stage. And the fact that the laypersons, the common man should know that GSLV could able to achieve a velocity of 20, speed of 27,000 kilometers per hour, 27,000 kilometers per hour, I repeat, within a short span of 18 and a half minutes and wow. injected the satellite in the proper orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it has the satellite, thanks to GSLV F-16, this satellite has reached a polar sun synchronous orbit. You know, for a common man, I would say the thing is, if you make a spacecraft to pass over the poles, okay,
mm-hmm.
you are revolving around the Earth north-south like that. But
right.
Earth below will be rotating from west to east.
Mm-hmm.
All you can do is, under similar illumination conditions, over a long period of time, you can observe the Earth, entire Earth almost. Mm-hmm. That is the idea behind putting an Earth observation satellite into a polar sun synchronous orbit. Okay, mm-hmm. when it is
yes.
in the polar orbit, it can see almost the entire globe as such. And if you want the illumination conditions to be same over a long period of time, you put it into polar sun synchronous orbit. So this is the orbit to which we have been putting satellites since 1988. When we launched our first Earth observation satellite called IRS-1A, it was, of course, launched from the Soviet Union. From 1994, we have been putting such remote sensing satellites using our own PSLV. So this is no new thing to us. But the fact that why this was significant is, this is a heavy satellite weighing almost 2,400 kilograms.
Yes.
And it is a sophisticated satellite carrying two types of radars. No other satellite of this type has yet been launched in the civilian sector, carrying two types of radars. One built by NASA, one built by ISRO. No, not in the history of space flight in the civilian sector, such a satellite was built and launched. And the fact that we have launched it very precisely speaks volumes for India's space capability today.
Right. Since it's an ISRO and NASA collaboration, we have Casey Swells from NASA, who was also present during the launch. Let's see what she said.
On behalf of NASA, I want to congratulate all of the teams. It has been just an incredible decade culminating in this moment, from the technical collaborations, the cultural understandings, getting to know each other, building that team across continents, across time zones. I am so proud. I was so proud to be out there watching this launch. Dragonflies flying above, just picture perfect, and I could not be more proud of these teams. But more so than that, it really is a pathfinder for the relationship building that we see across our two nations, you know, across India, the United States, building upon decades of collaborations that already existed.
Dr. Prasad, you just said that it is a dual-band satellite, one L-band provided by NASA and S-band provided by ISRO. Another thing is that this satellite can map up to 1 centimeter area of the Earth. So also the fact that NISAR is heavier and more sophisticated. Will all this help in predicting natural calamities because it's observing the movement of the Earth's crust?
Yes, definitely. You know, satellites have revolutionized our monitoring of the various aspects of the Earth. Thanks to anthropogenic activities, that is human activities, see, Earth's surface has been constantly changing. Not that it was not changing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Due to natural factors, it was changing. But to a certain extent, as far as certain aspects are concerned, they have been accelerated by the human beings. For example, taking away too much of groundwater, let us say that may lead to the land subsidence kind of thing.
Hmm.
And too much of global warming actually is making the polar ice sheets to melt. Forests are being depleted.
Hmm.
So these kind of things, satellites are helping us in monitoring these things. And to a certain extent, you know, let us take the case of weather prediction. Now satellites have revolutionized the field of weather prediction, even in our own country. Every 15 minutes we are getting data using two of our satellites. Now this satellite with dual radars, I mean carrying two radars, one in L band, which is at a lower frequency or higher wavelength provided by NASA, and one S band, which is indigenously built by India. So using these two things, they are complementary to each other. What one does, the other one will not do. So for example, L band radar is very good at looking for subsurface things. It can penetrate the foliage and what is below the thick tree canopy kind of thing it can see. What is below the ground also it can see. At the same time, for monitoring of the surface features, let us say crops, the forest wealth and such things, for that we can use S-band radar, any surface features. So since both the radars are complementary to each other and they are very sensitive, you can, as you put it, we can monitor if there is a change of 1 centimeter on the ground. Okay, if there is a movement of 1 centimeter on in that scale, then the satellite can detect it and it can scan the entire Earth. It can see the cover the entire globe once in 12 days or even earlier, in fact. And you know, the thing is, every day it might be going around the Earth 16 or 17 times. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is the kind of thing. And the radars can be used day and night, rain or shine, in all weather conditions. So this is a unique satellite indeed. Not that satellites are not there carrying radars. India itself launched such a satellite, a radar carrying Earth observation satellite, way back in 2012. We have two types of radar satellites, but this is the first time two different types of radars are carried by a single satellite, and it's a very, very, very sophisticated satellite having an antenna which is 40 feet in diameter. For the time being, it is folded and it will be opened out a few days later. So this is what makes NISAR very unique, I would say.
Yes, so far we knew that about 400 satellites for 34 nations have been launched on India's launch vehicles. But this is now one step ahead. And as you mentioned, that NISAR will provide risk assessment analysis. Two things, Dr. Prasad. A, how will this data be used by the researchers? Is it easy access? And will the researchers be able to process the data easily? And secondly, what is the mission life of the satellite?
Let me answer the second question. The mission life of the satellite is about 3 years, 3 to 5 years, let us say. That is the designed one. Mm-hmm. Okay, it may work even much further, in fact. And the second thing is, you know, for example, whatever the satellite sees through its radars, that data will be downloaded to a place in Alaska. Okay, Alaska in the United States, as far as L-band radar data is concerned. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Mainly that is the one which is that is sent to that American repository there in Alaska, in the state of Alaska.
Right.
As far as S-band radar data is concerned, the data will be downloaded at Shadnagar, let us say. It is very near to Hyderabad. Okay,
right.
It will be downloaded and, you know, it will be processed very quickly. And they say that those who need the data, they will get the data within a few hours. That is what they say. And another thing is, the data is free and it can be accessed by anybody free.
Mm-hmm.
It is an open source data. That is why this joint satellite mission, which is a wonderful example of international collaboration and cooperation, will help the entire humanity, I would say. So that is why, you know, that is where India's uniqueness, the USP, comes. Of course, both the countries have worked very well. But the thing is, as far as its part is concerned, as far as launch is, you know, it is not easy.
Yes, absolutely.
I tell you, to leave the surface of the Mother Earth and to make something to go around the Earth, it is not easy. You have to achieve a speed of 27 to 28,000 kilometers per hour, depending on what height at which you want to go around the Earth. Hmm. That part has already been fulfilled and the panels have deployed already, solar panels. They can generate about 4 kilowatts of power, and that is 4,000 watts of power. They have already been deployed. They have started rotating and trying tracking the sun. Still, let us wait and see. Let's hope for the best for the satellite to start working. Okay, they have to do deployment of the antenna and many other tests they have to do. Then it will be ready to do its work.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guru Prasad, for talking to Akashvani and throwing light on this amazing NISAR launch that we have had today. Thank you very much, Dr. Prasad.
You were listening to a discussion on the successful launch of ISRO-NASA collaborative satellite NISAR. The participants were Dr. Guru Prasad, former ISRO scientist, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Spotlight.